Hi, this is Jeanette. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
Lindsay McKinnon.
Okay, go ahead and send her over.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Going fine.
Great to hear. And we are on a recorded line. And before we get started, I just want to verify the number I have down for you is 678-523-0335.
Yes.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
It's a cell phone.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm you have not sought legal representation or have signed any documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
No, I have not.
Okay. And is this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one who is affected?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay, and what was the date you were diagnosed with a meningioma?
May 13, 2012.
Thank you. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
You said a method of diagnosis. It was
Yeah.
an MRI and a CT scan. It was both.
Okay, thank you. And what is your date of birth?
11/15/1982.
1982, thank you. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
The main brand I knew was Pfizer.
Okay. You used Pfizer, so that is the name brand. And what the injectable that you used, was it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or the generic version?
It was Depo Provera.
Thank you. Okay. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections before your diagnosis?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through 2024?
Yes, I did use it. I started March 2029. I mean 2009, I'm sorry.
Okay.
2009.
So you started in March of 2009, and then when did you
Yes.
stop using Depo Provera?
I stopped May 12, May 2012.
May 2012. Okay, thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled Lindsey. Is that correct?
Yes.
And I have your last name spelled MC capital KINNON. Is that correct?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix to your name or no?
No, it's Lindsay McKinnon.
Thank you. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
593-16-3407.
Thank you. And I have an email address for you. Is it mckinnon.lindsay@yahoo.com?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And what is a good mailing address for you?
4949 Oakdale, that's one word, I'm sorry. OAKDALE. Oakdale Road, Southeast. Apartment 1033, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Apartment 1033.
Yeah, Smyrna, Georgia. It's S-M-Y-R-N-A.
Mm-hmm.
Smyrna, Georgia, 30080.
Thank you. And then it's apartment 1033?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with a meningioma?
The doctor that diagnosed me with, hold on, because I have the paperwork right here.
Okay.
Had it. Oh my gosh. New York exhibition, I think, will be the biggest show of my life. I'm half asleep, I'm sorry.
That's okay. This is your time. I can also look them up if you recall the name, the place where you were diagnosed.
It's been so long ago.
Yeah.
I know I was diagnosed at Wellstar Medical Center. Wellstar Cobb. And the doctor name was William. The doctor name was William. You ready?
Yep, ready.
William is W-I-L-L-A-M. Benedict, B-E-N-E-D-I-C-T.
Thank you. Okay. William Benedict. Okay.
And Dr. Precious Broswell, uh-huh. The one did the test in the radiation therapy.
So, okay, Dr. Precious Broswell?
Yes.
Okay. And that was your treating doctor?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you get treatment? Was that also at Wellstar?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And that's in, did you go to the one in Marietta, Georgia?
3950 Offdale Road.
Okay. Let me see. 50 Oxdale Road?
Yeah, Oxdale Road.
In Marietta?
Austell, Georgia, A-U-S-T-E-L-L, Georgia, zip code 301-06.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. 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 And were you ever diagnosed with cancer before being diagnosed with a meningioma?
No.
Okay, thank you. And then what was the name of the doctor that prescribed the Depo-Provera?
Karen Archeris. Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Mm-hmm. Archeris is A-R-T-R-E-S-S.
Okay. And was Dr. Karen out of the Wellstar also?
Yeah, she's also with Wellstar Cobb Medical Center.
Okay, this Wellstar Cobb. Okay, and the pharmacy that you got the Depo-Provera from, was it the pharmacy at Wellstar Cobb, or was it a different pharmacy?
It was CVS.
Okay. CVS in what city?
Smyrna, Georgia, where I live, S-M-Y-R-N-A.
Thank you.
Georgia, 30080.
Okay. Was it Cobb Parkway, that CVS?
South Cobb, 4345.
Okay.
South Cobb Drive, Southeast.
Okay, yep, I see it here. Thank you. CVS Pharmacy. Okay. Okay. And do you have any copies of medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. And the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
No, not really. I don't have anything like that.
That's fine. Okay, and then I'm just going to verify the information I have. I want to make sure I have everything correct before I send over some documents. So I have your first name spelled L-I-N-D-S-E-Y. Is that correct?
Yes.
Last name spelled M-C, capital K-I-N-N-O-N. Is that correct?
Yes.
I have your social as 593-16-3407.
Yes.
I have that you first started using Depo Provera 03 of 2009, and then you stopped using it May of 2012.
Yes.
Okay. And then you had at least 4 injections within 1 year before your diagnosis.
Yes, I did.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as November the 15th, 1982.
Yes. And you said I started March 2009 and I stopped May 2012.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And then I have that you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain May 13th, 2012.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With who?
DocuSign?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. They'll get sent through text as well as through email. And then the mailing address I have for you is 4949 Oakdale Road, Southeast Smyrna, Georgia, apartment 1033, zip code 30080.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. So in the documents, you'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form that will allow the attorneys to request medical records. And then you'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. Give me 1 second while I populate them. Okay, let me know when you see that text come through. I'll stay on the line with you in case anything is misspelled or if you have any questions.
I got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link. Then you might have to press yes or allow to receive SMS messages.
I got it.
Okay. And then do you see a little box to check or a continue button?
I'm about to sign it.
Okay, perfect. And then
I'm reading everything.
Everything looks good. The names are spelled correctly. The dates are correct.
Yep.
Okay, great.
I finished it.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and open it up. So then the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski Legal. They'll be giving you a call from a 909 number. Keep an eye out for their call. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. But it's super important that you get
back. Could you have a way to text me? I'll do the text in case.
They need to hear from you verbally before they start the process.
It's okay. I'll make sure I answer the phone.
Okay. Perfect. And I will also send you a text message with their contact information in case you don't hear from them. Okay. It was a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sorry you went through all of this because of the Depo Provera shot. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a happy holidays, okay?
Same to you. You have a happy holiday.
Thank you. Bye.